This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to play for you guys the final installment of the God's Plan series. So for the last 6 weeks, I've put this as a bonus episode, but this week I wanted it to be your Monday episode, your Monday reminder to walk by faith. So before we get into today's episode, I just want to remind you guys, the God is My CEO tour is going down. We are going to Dallas first in June. Dallas, we're pretty much finished planning Dallas. I got some of my bossy posse friends coming down, and they're going to be there to talk to you guys. Like, it's lit. Each city is going to be a little different, because I just believe that God wants to do different things for each location, because He knows who's going to be there before I know you're going to be there, before you even know that you're going to be there. So I'm excited to meet you guys in person. Get your tickets. We have payment plans available. So if you can't pay for everything outright, just go ahead and sign up for that, so that you can reserve your spot. I think that's it for the church announcement. Shout out to everybody who signed up for the FYVA open house, the Find Your Voice Academy open house, that was presented by the BBU Network, my new baby, my media company, where I'm going to be working with people with faith-based voices, tailoring those voices and turn them into successful podcasts that support successful businesses. So I'm really excited about what God is going to do there. We have a lot of applicants for the programs, and I'm just hyped. I'm so hyped. I'm going to spend the next couple of days reviewing applicants so that I can get back to those who will be invited to our retreat, which is the first step to the program. So y'all was not at the open house, you missed out. But what you can do, I'll put the link in the show notes. You can go on you can go to bit.ly/FYVA. So bit.ly/FYVA. I'll put the link in the show notes as well. You can go on there and watch the replay of the or listen to the replay of the open house to learn what it's all about. And maybe next time when the opportunity comes, then you can be a part as well. But that's it for church announcements. I am excited for you guys to hear this. So without further ado, here is episode 6 of the God's Plan series.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way.
Welcome to the final installment of God's Plan. I cannot believe it's been 6 weeks already. This is the last one. Don't forget to follow us at Tatum Tamia.
At Kavaya Watrice.
Yes, and go to GodIsMyCEOTour.com to get your tickets. We are going to DC, Dallas, Atlanta, and Chicago. God is going to do something amazing in this tour, and we just cannot wait for you guys to join us in person. If you love this series and you love the conversations we've been able to have, think of that times a million.
Yeah,
because it's different to kind of watch this on YouTube or listen to this on a podcast. When you're in the atmosphere, we talked about that last time, when God meets you in an atmosphere, it's just next level. It's something that you really can't explain. Mm-hmm. So y'all need to get your tickets so that you can be in the room. We would love to pour into you, to hug you, meet you, all of that good stuff. But for this last one, I wanted to talk about walking by faith and not by sight, because it's one of those things that we've heard. It's one of those like most popular scriptures that we know. Yeah. But something that I really came to understand lately is that the difference between God, uppercase G, and God, lowercase G, like the enemy, the Bible talks about the devil being the god of this world.
Right.
And so when you think about walking by faith and not by sight, what we see is in the world. So what we see is the things that the devil is doing. What we see is this
dominion that he's come and corrupted or whatever. I'm not trying to make it seem like we're just walking in doom right. all day. But like, we're not, I mean, the Bible explains it. Like, the devil is the god of this world, and so it's a fact.
Yeah.
So, but when we're supposed to walk by faith, that means we have to walk in a way that's contrary to what our natural vision can see.
Yeah.
And that's not easy for a lot of people, because right. God will tell you to do something, and you have to hold on to that word.
Exactly.
But everything that you see, that lowercase g got mm-hmm. a hold of, is contrary to everything you yes. think you should be doing. And right. while you could act as saved as you want,
right.
it's difficult.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Mm-hmm. You know, and so as the Bible tells us how we're in this spiritual war, and how we're the old saints will say, mm-hmm. you got to be in the world but not of the world.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
all of these things, but it's to practically live that out.
Right.
It's different. It takes yeah. a very conscious decision. So, and I want to teach people about that.
Right.
Because I think there's aspects of living your life for God, being holy and all these things that's not yeah. talked about enough to where we can actually be like, okay, let me implement that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some ways that you are able to make sure that you're walking by faith right. and not by sight?
Yeah. So for me, I just like to check my motives. I like to check, you know, my thoughts and how I'm feeling about things, and make sure it's not coming from just Kavaya. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so mm-hmm. I like to really, I'm really big on like checking in mentally, checking yeah. in internally, because everything spurs from that. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? A big thing that I've been going by is, you know, don't let what you see make you forget what I said. Like,
yes.
period. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? So I think it's very important to just, again, be in tune with yourself. Be
mm-hmm.
in tune with what you're feeling. If something is off, get quiet. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what I've been doing a lot lately, is just kind of coming back to this place of just rest. Going
yeah.
back to the fundamentals, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you gotta just level it down a little
mm-hmm.
bit, and it doesn't mean that you're any less of a person. I'm still dope. I'm still amazing. I'm still
yeah.
called. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? But I have to make sure that the foundation is right and it's set, because without that, you know, it just gives room for other things to enter. And I'm really big on just being right internally. So I feel
yeah.
like, you know, the whole walk by faith and not by sight, that's very critical to know. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? It's so cliche. Like you said, we say it all the time, but it's another thing to live that thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a believer, again, like, that's why my book, The Makings of a Godly Woman, it talks about the real things of being a believer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
how you are supposed to live and think and apply as a believer. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like when it comes to, you know, walking by faith, honestly, it's that tunnel vision, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we're human, things are going to come up, but it's very important to stay grounded on what you know to be true about God. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I've been doing. It's like praising you in this hard place, because
yeah.
I live by faith and not by sight. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? I'm not just going to give you glory when I'm up. Like, no, like
mm-hmm.
when I'm down in the hard places, when I'm up, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I want. I love you. You love me. You know, it's like it's a equal exchange. So,
yeah.
You know, you just have to do your part in that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. One of the things that I really stand on is acknowledge how you feel.
Yeah.
But stand on what you know.
Right.
And
exactly.
that's something that plays through my head. So whenever tough times come, because
mm-hmm.
being a Christian and following God, while the path is fixed in your favor,
mm-hmm.
to where you will fulfill the things, if you stay in alignment with him,
right.
fulfill the things that he has for you. But that doesn't mean that you are immune to stuff
right.
happening.
Absolutely.
And, you
not
know,
at all.
Life is still hard for
yes,
everybody.
For real.
So for me, one thing I have to do
yeah.
whenever trials come is acknowledge how you feel and stand on what you know. Because I believe growing up, a lot of the, call them seasoned saints, but a lot of the
yeah,
people
the older.
Who, the older
yeah.
generation
uh-huh.
will always talk, just suppress stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm good. God is good. God
right.
is good.
Yeah.
To a point where it was unhealthy, to where you're not acknowledging how you
feel
about a certain situation.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
so you suppress so much
mm-hmm.
that it's like it builds up and it
right.
causes other mental health issues.
Right.
You know, it can
exactly.
become a bigger
yeah.
issue.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I never want to be so scripture or a Christian or so holy,
right.
holier than thou
yes.
that
mm-hmm.
I just act like I don't have feelings
right.
because that's not true.
Right. It's not relatable at all.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And but my feelings don't negate what God said, and my
right.
feelings don't overtake me.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I go through something, it's like, okay, I feel terrible. Right. I feel like God didn't look out for me. I feel like God forgot about me. I feel hurt. Right. I feel like everybody else I'm pouring into is becoming successful and I'm still stagnant. Right. I feel like God is taking too long to give me this blessing. I feel like nobody understands what I'm going through, like saying all of this stuff, but then standing on what I know.
Exactly.
But, you know, I feel all of these things, but God said, whatever scripture applies to my situation is what is going to happen. One of my favorite is in James, like count it all joy. Because when you overcome or when you go through things, it just builds your character.
Right.
So whenever I'm going through something, I'm like, man, I feel all of these things, but I know I'm going to count it as joy. Right. Mm-hmm. And your emotions, and I always say anything that rises or contradicts the word of God is a liar.
Right.
Even if it's my own emotions. Mm-hmm. So if I'm feeling these things and I'm standing on what I know, I have to physically like remind myself that my emotions are a liar. So I will go into worship. I'll cut on my worship music and just get to praising God.
Right.
Even though I feel broken.
Right.
Even though I like that song Gracefully Broken by Tasha Cobbs. Mm-hmm. Like, even though I feel broken, even though I feel like God's forgotten about me, even though I feel all these things, he's still good.
Right.
His track record is still good. Mm-hmm. And if he never does another thing for me, he's still good and I'm good.
Right.
So I think that that's something that I have to physically do. And we all have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, we all have to put controls in place that make sure that we don't get sucked in to the God of this world.
Right.
And that we remind ourselves of who God is. And something that's always taught in churches, good churches, is that they like to remind us, and I believe this, that the devil and God are not contemporaries.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we talk about the devil and we talk about God, they're not peers. They're not equal.
Right.
The enemy is already defeated.
Right.
He must bow down at the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You can't crush him under your feet. Giants must fall at the name of Jesus. Like, these are facts.
Right.
So one thing I've learned just as I've studied the word and understood about God and understood about the enemy and all of that is the God and the devil, the God of this world, are not equals.
Right.
You know, the devil has already been defeated. He's already lost. He could try to play with us all he wants to, but he's defeated. Like, we're fighting a fight that's fixed in our favor.
Right.
Like I said this before, like it's a fixed fight. We're going to win. We just got to remember that.
Right.
You know, we just have to utilize the tools that we have, put on the full armor of God, and approach things from a victorious mindset as opposed to allowing the things that happen to us in our life to throw us off, to make us allow our emotions to take us off of God's path.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's when it comes to walking by faith and not by sight, you have to just always understand the fight that you're in.
Right.
Always understand that you have the victory and never forget it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, sometimes the enemy attacks may not be as big as, let's say, a car accident or your house getting like something huge like that.
Right.
Maybe as simple as sprinkling a little bit more fear in there or reminding her of her past so shame won't allow her to press forward. It may be something like that. And then our emotions, we may get sucked into it, into the schemes of the devil.
And it magnifies.
Exactly. Yeah. Anything you focus on magnifies.
Right. Yeah.
So a part of walking by faith and not by sight is allowing your focus to be on God. And if you focus on God, if I had a magnifying glass right now and I put it on this pillow, the pillow will be bigger.
Right. Exactly.
But if I put it on you, it's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to take that magnifying glass and put it on God, and everything else will be smaller because it is.
Right.
And not allow the fact that because the devil is the God of this world, not allowing all the things that's going on in the world to take us away from our assignment.
Right. Yes.
And so I think another big thing too is understanding the season that you're in.
Right.
Because sometimes it may be a season where you really got to go through some warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it may be a season where there's a lot of attacks.
Right.
And you got to go overdrive to remind yourself of what God said.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go overdrive of, let me go back to my prayer journal to look at my answered prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Let me fast some more. Or there may be seasons where you need to start preparing.
Right.
You know, but you have to understand the season that you're in
mm-hmm.
so you can continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Was there ever a time for you where you feel like you started to walk by sight more so than faith?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? There's definitely been times where I felt like I was just looking at the circumstances, you know what I'm saying? The hardships and all of that, and not really giving God his rightful place.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, like, it's hard.
Yeah, it's
like,
very hard.
I will definitely say it is hard. But, again, like, and I feel like what I love about myself and my walk is I've developed this spiritual muscle not to allow myself to mm-hmm. get so low. Like, I've always had this boost. And it actually kind of correlates to something my bishop said last Sunday. He was saying how he actually used a story about me because I live with him. I had lost my keys. And I had a spare, though. So I picked up my spare. I was like, all right, I'm going to find my keys when I get home. Got home, looked around, and found them. And he was saying how... it kind of relates to what you were just saying, how there's always a spare set of keys in your spirit. Like, yeah, when you feel like you're depleted and you're down, you got to tap into that reserve. There's always a reserve and a spare set of keys that you need to pull from. But I've definitely been there. but for me, I know God too much. Like, I'll let myself have my little fit. You know what I'm saying? I'll get into my feelings. I'll, you know, cry about it if I have to. But there's always this push, you know?
So what does that reserve look like then? So let's say you're going through something and you're getting low. Like, your spiritual muscles are getting a little bit weak. What is it that you're tapping into?
Yeah, for me, it's getting on my face. And so resurrendering, right? I will put on the instrument of music or no music and just be like, God, I'm empty. And I need you to pour me back in. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely feel like it's this level of just surrenderance again. So that's the reserve for me, just resurrendering.
Yeah. For sure. I think one of my favorite scriptures is when God talks about it's in our weakness that his strength is shown in us. So whenever I get to the point where I'm weak, I'm like, God, well, you said, you said put you in remembrance of your word. I'll be reading it, so let me sing that back up there.
Let me remind you what you said. That's so true.
That your strength, I need it. Like, what am I doing? Like, I'm broken. There's stuff going on. I don't understand it. You told me to lean not to my own understanding. I'm trying not to, but, bruh. Stuff is in the fact. Yeah, because I know for me, when I get to that moment, I'm like, one of my favorite scriptures is that it's in our weakness, that his strength is shown. So I'm like, you know what, God? You said this. Like, I'm putting you back in remembrance. I'm putting you in remembrance of your word. That's what you said.
Right.
So I'm sending these scriptures back up to you I need you to send something to me.
To me,
like, this situation is hard. I'm weak. I'm crying. But you're my father.
Exactly.
So if I just got to lay here on my face and cry to you... I'm crying to the right place.
Right.
I'm not crying to my friends.
Right.
I'm not crying to my husband even.
Right.
I'm not crying to whomever. I'm here. Here I am, that Gracely Broken song playing in my head. Like, here I am, God, like arms wide open.
Yes.
Broken before you. Like, can you... I need something.
Right.
And sometimes after that cry, you don't even really all the time need anything else but to just let it out on your... just release and let it out to your father.
Right.
And then get back up.
And get back
in it.
Yeah.
You know, so walking by faith and not by sight is not easy.
Yeah.
And I think that it's so important that we emphasize that it's not easy.
Right.
Because I think that once people who are new in their walk with God really expect for it not to be easy, then it's less likely for the tough times to kind of throw them back into the world. I think it's just our responsibility as believers, as young people, as leaders, people of influence, to just really show people how to seek God, how to fall in love with God, so that this walk in their life could be a lot easier.
Yeah, absolutely agreed.
Yeah, so I think that's it, y'all. We gave them 6 weeks. We got the same clothes on. So we really gave you one full day of stuff. Like,
but we want y'all to digest it, you know, and tune back in the next week. But, you know, we believe in you guys. We're so excited to pour into you this summer. We hope you guys join. And again, it's going to be an experience. Like, the visions that we've had, like, it literally gave me goosebumps because it's just going to be so powerful. And I really can't wait.
Yeah, so that's it, y'all.
Come through.
No next series or anything like this is it.
You can run it back, though.
I know, exactly. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. Come to the tour. We would love to see you guys in person. And it's a wrap.
Peace.
'This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.